Alongside the public money, the Brewers would also chip in $100 million. The funds would go towards maintenance and renovations at American Family Field. It was a rare bipartisan bill that would have failed without votes from Democrats. That gave the minority party more bargaining power than it's accustomed to in the GOP-dominated legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican from Rochester, said the amount of public funding is outweighed by the economic benefit of guaranteeing that the Brewers stay put.
If the Brewers leave, dollars follow.
Critics called the plan an example of corporate welfare. Governor Tony Evers has said he'll sign the bill. First, it will have to pass the Senate. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.